Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 34, found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the passage Growing Up and Up on page 1 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 7. Now, take a moment to read the passage, and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubric for this question, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why they were scored this way by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 7, you will find the listening rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you will see the question and a possible response. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 34 asks, what finally convinced Coach Madura that Shaquille could be a star? Use details from the passage to support your answer. Now let's review our possible exemplary response. Coach Madura saw Shaquille play, and although Shaquille was a little clumsy and slow, the more he saw Shaquille play, the more he thought he could be a star. He saw that Shaquille was eager to learn and was a hard worker. If Shaquille continued to work hard like that, he would be a star. Here are some possible details the student could include in their response. Madura reserved judgment on Shaquille until he saw him play. Madura was surprised by or impressed with Shaquille's ability, his talent, or how well he could play. Although Shaquille was sort of clumsy and slow, he was huge. Madura was convinced by Shaquille's size. Madura noticed that Shaquille was eager or willing to learn. Madura noticed that Shaquille worked very hard, or noticed that he did not give up. Madura knew that if Shaquille worked hard enough, he could be a star. The more Madura saw of Shaquille, the more impressed he was with him, and any other relevant text-based detail. As you can see, there are endless combinations of details that fall under other relevant text-based responses. We will see many of them when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete, and it fulfills all requirements of the task. Necessary supporting details are included, and the information is clearly text-based. Remember, the students are answering the question, what finally convinced Coach Madura that Shaquille could be a star? So if the student responds with present-day reasons why Shaquille is a star, that information will not receive any credit. A score point 1 response includes some correct information, but the response may be too general or overly specific. 1-point scores are usually awarded when the student does not include enough text-based information in the response. A score point 0 is inaccurate, confused, or irrelevant, or the student has failed to respond to the task. Some responses to this question have included because he was a leader or had leadership qualities, but neither is text-based. Shaquille wants to become a leader, but is not one yet. Another inaccurate response would be because Shaquille was a star in Germany. According to the passage, he was only an emerging star at that point, and this made the coach skeptical, not convinced. Please also make note of the possible score of Condition Code A. This means the student was present for the test session, but did not write any response in the answer space. The student left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we'll move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen from field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 8. Here we find the first anchor paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student correctly explains that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star because he was eager to learn and worked hard and was very big in size. On the next page is the Score Point 1 anchor paper. In this response, the detail, "he saw the hard work he put into it," supports that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star. However, an additional supporting detail is needed to receive full credit. The last anchor paper is a Score Point 0. This response includes text-based details, but they do not answer the question. Shaquille wanting to develop leadership abilities is not what convinced Coach Madura that he could be a star. We can see that student responses that completely answer the questions or prompts receive a score point of 2. Responses that are partially correct receive a score point of 1. And responses that are completely wrong receive a score point of 0. Please take a moment to review these 3 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 36. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students respond to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 11. This response includes a correct explanation for what convinced Coach Madura that Shaquille could be a star. He saw how hard Shaquille worked and realized he would not give up, and he noticed that Shaquille got better along the way. The second detail is an acceptable extension of the text, so this response earns a score of 2. Next is Practice Set 12. In this response, the detail, "his ability to adjust to American basketball," supports that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star. But an additional supporting detail is needed to receive full credit. This response receives a score of 1. Moving on to Practice Set 13. This student provides a general explanation to support that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star. He watched Shaquille play all year long. However, an additional supporting detail is needed to fully answer the question. Therefore, this response only earns a score of 1. Next, we have Practice Set 14. In this response, the student correctly explains that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star because he noticed Shaquille was a hard worker and he was very huge and tall. This paper earns a score of 2. Let's review Practice Set 15. The response is incorrect. When Coach Madura saw Shaquille, he was convinced that he could be a star, simply repeats wording from the prompt, so this response receives a score of 0. Next is Practice Set 16. In this response, the details, "watching him after first coming to Cole, and he really was made for the basketball team," support that Coach Madura was convinced Shaquille could be a star, but these are both general details, so the response is not complete. Note that the detail, "he saw Shaquille's great leadership abilities," is inaccurate, but the student is not penalized for including inaccurate information. So additional supporting details are needed to fully answer the question, which means this response earns a score of 1. Let's move on to Practice Set 17. While this response is text-based, it does not answer the question about what qualities convinced the coach Shaquille could be a star. Instead, the response focuses on which sport would make Shaquille a star. Note that thinking Shaquille had a future career in basketball is not what convinced Coach Madura that he could be a star. Therefore, this paper receives a score of 0. Moving on to Practice Set 18. The detail, "he's good at basketball," is text-based and supports what finally convinced Coach Madura that Shaquille could be a star. However, an additional supporting detail is needed to receive full credit. This paper then earns a score of 1. Next is practice set 19. In this response, the detail, "he was taller than all the other basketball players," tells what convinced Coach Madeira that Shaquille could be a star. But the other detail, "he also tried out and the coach was pleased," is incorrect. The idea of trying out can be related to the coach watching Shaquille play, but in this passage, he has not tried out for the actual basketball team yet. This response, then, receives a score of 1. Our final practice set paper is practice set 20. The student has correctly explained that Coach Madeira was convinced Shaquille would be a star because he watched him play basketball and saw how fast he caught on, and Shaquille was very hard-working and had potential to be a star. This paper earns a score of 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you're comfortable with how these papers were scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide you with further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 34 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.